Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel put together mystery songs that have to do with... that just slipped out. Halloween. What's this, Brian? I love it. Get ready to snap your fingers.
The Addams Family
That's
theme
it.
Song?
Yes.
The is house that what is called? A museum where people come to see them. They really are a scream.
The Addams Family. Here we go. Everybody. Oh.
Play along at home.
Yes. Thanks, Nigel. I love Halloween. I know it's pagan. It's not Christian. It's a bad thing. But I didn't know it was bad when I was a little kid, and I still love it, so there. We welcome to our microphones from my D-O-H-C, Dr. Brian Hodgkins.
Hello.
Hello. Wait, I have a hello for you from, oh, my goodness. Somebody that said, that'll be great, and I'm a client. Oh, where we're going this afternoon after the show, to Crazy Mel's, George is a DOHC client.
Oh, nice.
I told him I was bringing you in.
All right, I cannot wait.
Yes, he's our cooker, as my kids used to say. Okay, we're in week 83 of the word pandemic. My grandmother probably never even knew the word pandemic. You know? Well, she might have.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because she was born in the late 19th century.
Right.
So she probably remembered the flu.
The flu.
Did they use the word pandemic or epidemic?
Oh, pandemic, I'm
they
sure.
Did?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably wasn't. The word was probably invented right around there.
Oh. 1917?
I wish we didn't have to continue to deal with this. But, you know, we're getting through it slowly. We're learning. We're learning lots of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Stuff. Cocktail parties are so different now. Talk about, are you vaccinated?
Tough to drink a martini with a straw through your mask.
Through your mask.
But look, it's been done, I'm sure.
Look, my friend Ronnie gave me a mask that's all sequins, bling, and it's pretty easy to breathe through.
So wow.
That's one of the questions later on, because I'm not sure this is quite what you had in mind.
That's bedazzled.
Bedazzled. Okay, the bad news, darling.
What's the bad news? Well, we're making progress, I think.
Oh,
I
that's
think
good news.
Yeah. You know, the bad news, we already know what it is. It's it's there. It's not going away yet. But, you know, we're making progress on it. I mean, we're creeping up on it. I think that's it.
Creepy.
We're creeping up.
That's
on
Halloween
it.
Talk.
Yeah,
Nigel.
See, I'm going to try to work on Halloween. Yeah, we're creeping up on it. I mean, we're seeing a tremendous still uptake. People getting vaccinated. We've crossed a 30,000 threshold. People are showing up.
Wait, 30,000 at DOHC?
Yeah, we've vaccinated 30,000 people completely.
Wow.
All of our employees are vaccinated now. So you're safe to come on campus and get your flu shot too while you're at it. Well, there's no shortage of needles.
Oh my goodness. And there are people who have
Needle phobia, yeah. I'm very good with a needle. I mean, if you personally are worried about that, just
tell
me when you're going to show up and I'll come out, over and do it.
You can give me my shot. You were supposed to give me my...
Come on over.
I will.
Okay, so you show up.
I can come over today before we go to dinner.
Yeah, we'll give you a shot.
Of vodka.
We'll give you a nice shot. And people are showing up for their boosters and or the third dose, so I think that's positive. We're getting traction there.
I have a question about the third dose. Okay, so I have my vaccine card, and it has my first two doses.
Right.
Now you're going to put my booster on it.
Yes.
I've seen people who've had their boosters, and now they're laminating their cards. Should they do that, or are they going to need to put another shot on that card?
Well, you know, if they'll give you another card that'll say booster while you're there. If you forget your card, you know, or they'll fill out a brand new card for you. They have your data.
Okay.
It's already, and if you did like I did and downloaded my, you know, quote, my vaccine status
on your phone.
From CalVax on my phone, I mean, it hasn't been updated with the booster as yet. You know, and for most people, it's not required. It's recommended. Strongly urged the booster. So we consider people fully vaccinated if they got the series of the mRNA or the Johnson & Johnson. Those will have a booster, as we talked about this, in probably a couple of weeks. They've submitted all the data. So if,
right now, the only booster is Pfizer.
Right. But you can get a third dose of Moderna if you have a weakened immune system. So people have taken advantage of that. And technically, you know, you could call that a booster, but we call that just the third dose. And so, so we're making progress. I think Riverside County is down around 6%. The numbers keep dropping. Right now, as I sit here, sadly, there's about 50 patients with COVID in our local hospitals.
In the valley.
In the valley. All four hospitals. We'll use the one up in the high desert. Yes. But there's about 50 patients, and that's been pretty static now for about almost a month. So we're slowly seeing a decline.
Are they mostly unvaccinated?
That's a trend that is not changing. California actually is right now, as I sit here, is the only state that is really seeing a fantastic decline in new cases and lower hospitalizations than the rest of the entire country. But those states that were lagging, like Mississippi and Florida, have had a 50% decrease in their new cases. So I think we're making progress right where we need to, right before the winter. I think we got about 70-something days before winter sets in. I try to keep track of the calendar.
Winter, such as it is in Palm Springs, Joey Pence.
I try to keep track of what's happening on the calendar, you know. That was my first job. I worked in a place that made calendars until I got fired.
I've never known.
Yeah, I got
Wait a minute. How did you get fired from a place making calendars?
For taking a few days off.
How old were you?
That's a Halloween joke. Come on, Joey. Your listeners are probably getting that right about now.
Yeah, there's a huge guffaw out there in Joey land.
People are still getting tested. That's good. We're doing about 350 tests a week. We're still treating people, and there's new therapies that are coming online.
That's a question.
That I think are going to be important. When they end the good news, even better news is the government has decided to prepay for a lot of these new therapies that are going to come under an EUA. So that's Emergency Authorization Act, which means you won't have to pay for them. So
EAA.
EUA.
What's the U?
Emergency use. Authorization. Right. And so the good news is the governments have had the foresight to pre-purchase these therapies, which is why you don't have to pay for your vaccine and really for most of your tests, as long as they're not work-related.
This is a good place to insert a Joey Powell question, if you don't mind.
Yes.
That was his Munster imitation, Nigel. Somebody said, is there an anti-COVID pill, and is it any good?
You rang? Yes, so this is great news. Merck is coming out with a pill. I think it's a capsule, actually. Oh. It's called, I think we mentioned this, Molnupiravir. We don't know what the actual brand name is going to be, but this is a therapy. So let me just tell you about this trial quickly, because it was well done. There's almost 800 people in the trial. And so people that got, well, as soon as you get COVID, right, as soon as you have any symptoms, you would start taking this medication.
Oh, it's not to prevent it.
No.
It's to treat it.
It's kind of like we have some oral therapies for flu. So that's an antiviral. Oh. And the good news about it is it doesn't target the spike protein at all, which means we shouldn't see resistance to this oral therapy. And it kind of looks like part of the molecule of remdesivir, which we use in the hospitals.
I can say that. Let me say that. Remdesivir.
Yeah. You can try
hydroxychloroquine. We don't use that one.
Interesting. This is an N4 hydroxycytidine.
Oh, hydroxycytidine.
There you go. Try that. N4. And what that means is it causes, interrupts RNA synthesis and replication of the virus.
That's fabulous.
Now here's the good news. In the placebo group, 14% of patients actually were hospitalized.
Tell everybody what the placebo group means.
So they got the fake
Nothing.
Pill. They didn't get the therapy at all.
No. But they didn't know.
And 14% of those patients either got hospitalized or died. But in the people in the treatment arm, so the people taking the antiviral, molnupiravir, 7% of those folks were hospitalized and there were no deaths. So there was a 50% reduction in hospitalization risk with this therapy. You take it for 5 days, twice a day.
After you get COVID.
Right. Once you get COVID. And right now, I think Merck says that they can make enough to treat 10 million patients. This year, the government has already pre-purchased 1.7 million treatments. So that's 10 pills and a treatment. And which means that you might be able to get, your doctor will be able to prescribe it under the EUA when it does get approved. We expect that to happen probably in the next, I'm going to say 30 to 45 days, which gives us another option for folks that aren't vaccinated or who are vaccinated and have a slight breakthrough infection. So this is all good news.
I have a question.
Yes?
If I'm in the placebo group.
Yep.
And I die.
That's not good.
No, but, well... Yes, number one. Number two, is there any recourse for my heirs? I mean, they knew they were not giving me.
No, these are randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials. So you don't know what you're getting.
But you do after you die.
After the experiment is over, they'll open up, they unblind the data, and they look to see who got what. And when you're participating actually in a research trial, you're signing not a waiver.
You're signing away their liability. I understand.
But
wow.
So there's no guarantees that you're not going to get sick even if you're taking this medication. But the bottom line is now we have a tool to go with our infusions of antibodies, and Pfizer actually has an IM injection antibody that may last as much as 6 months. So that should probably be available for use probably in another, I'm going to say a couple months, but the data is in right now and the FDA is reviewing that. So we're sneaking up on this darn virus, and we're going to have, as we're running out of people who are getting sick, old timber burnt to burn, we have some therapies available that are as good. They're not as good as the vaccine.
Still the vaccine. No improvement
on the vaccine. 90%. So here's the difference. Okay. If you get fully vaccinated with these good vaccines, you know, it reduces your risk of hospitalization by 90%.
Can I do it?
Yes.
If you are fully vaccinated with these vaccines, If you should get COVID, you will not get very sick. If you should get COVID, you will not get to the hospital. And if you should get COVID, you will not get dead.
That's well stated. That's right out of the CDC's
right.
A website.
Dr. Fauci. Oh, my goodness.
He's still kicking.
Yeah, I know. He's in hot water once in a while. Bless his heart. Okay, so if you're fully vaccinated, that's the way to go.
That's the way to go. Absolutely. This, you know, we still have a lot of folks that aren't vaccinated. This gives you a quick option instead of getting an intravenous infusion at our COVID-10 if you got COVID. And also, the infusional therapies that we've been using, we've treated almost 1,000 people in the desert. That reduces your
with the
infusion of antibodies. This reduces hospitalization by 85%. So this
and that's an IV,
right? So the oral is not as good as that, or as good as the vaccines, but it's going to be a game changer, because you know, as this virus continues to circulate, even in lower and lower amounts of transmission, it gives people an option.
I have a question
to treat themselves early.
Whether or not it is intelligent will be determined. Okay, if I have issues with getting vaccinated, and they are allowed, and now I get COVID, do you find the people who don't want to be vaccinated have an aversion to any of these therapies?
Yeah,
you name three.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We've people who are anti-vaccine because of they think it was rushed, and you know, despite the fact that 1 billion people have taken this vaccine, and it's we've never tested a vaccine in the numbers of people that we did the trials in. So people that are anti-vaccine, I would say half of them are willing to get treated.
Oh,
and I mean, they're showing up at the hospital, so they obviously want to be treated. They're not the ones who say there's no such thing as COVID, or you know, this is farcical, or you know, being mad at the doctor when they tell you you've got COVID and we're going to put you on a ventilator.
And we didn't land on the moon.
Right. So that type of individual is relying on a lot less sturdy, solid, foundational data to get treated. I mean, this molnupiravir, the trial had 775 patients, not 75,000, 775. And the FDA is going to make an approval based on that.
Gotcha.
I'd be taking this 75,000 member trial.
Me too.
Data better.
That's why we have you. We're listening to our dear friend for 83 weeks. They don't listen to him this much at home. No one listens. No.
There's no one there.
No one's there. Brian Hodgkins will be back with the medicine cabinet and answer some of your specific questions, Joey Pals. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.